Well, here at On Air Publicity, we're one of the few places you can ever hear from other radio hosts and radio producers about what they want on their shows. And today I'm honored to have a radio brother of mine, Phil Johnson from AM 1150 in Kelowna, British Columbia. It's the Okanagan Valley. It is beautiful. And Phil, thanks for being here. You are my featured interview of the month.
Is that sort of like being the sandwich of the month, or the donut of the week, or
it's right up there, just about the same thing, just as big an honor, that's for sure.
Fire when ready.
Okay, so Phil, first off, why don't you tell me about your show?
Well, I guess I like to take some pride in the fact that over the last 3 years, with a whole lot of hard work by a group of people, including myself. We've managed to move this show such that within the Kelowna metro, sort of north-south of Kelowna, we've positioned ourselves as one of the leading news sources, if not the most immediate leading news source. I can say this with some pride, is that we've now eclipsed CBC in the mornings. And I say those call letters because to me they have always been the people that I've wanted to beat. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased and happy to say that we're doing exceptionally well in the market. We're 4 hours of radio, Monday through Friday, 3 hours of magazine between 6 and 9, rolling interviews, bits and pieces, news, sports, weather, traffic, the usual standbys, but then lots of interviews. As a matter of fact, you do lots of interviews within your show. Our show is comprised of nothing but, and we probably do 5, 6, 7 interviews a morning within the magazine part of the show.
Wow.
And then we do open phones between 9 and 10 on a subject or two subjects, splitting it into 2 half hours, depending on what's going on in the market.
Now, you get to really get in depth with your guests, which I'm envious of, because I can only go for maybe 4 or 5 minutes with a guest, but you can go deep into a topic. What are your favorite type of interviews?
Interviews that reach into my heart and my soul. I sometimes am accused of wearing my heart on my sleeve. I can say that my heart is certainly close to the surface. Probably one of the most impactful interviews that just sort of springs to mind is Terry Kelly. I don't know about you at your station, but there is this song that was played at Remembrance Day called "It's a Pittance of Time." Does that ring a bell?
No, we didn't play it.
Then I'm going to suggest that to you and your listeners that you Google up "A Pittance of Time." Terry Kelly is a Halifax singer-songwriter who is blind, standing in a checkout line and listening as the announcement comes over the PA for 2 minutes of silence because it's Remembrance Day. The man who's standing at the checkout counter proceeds to berate the checkout clerk and literally just tear her to shreds, because his life clearly is far more important than standing there for 2 minutes while we do this remembrance,
Yeah.
However,
his
little girl is standing there beside him. And as the clerk acquiesces and ultimately submits to the verbal tongue-lashing, and as they're leaving the store, the man having paid his bill, the little girl says, "Daddy, you are embarrassing."
Mm-hmm.
Powerful story. Well, Terry Kelly, blind man, standing in the line, hears what's going on, never forgets it, goes home and writes a song called "A Pittance of Time."
Wow.
And I've played it for the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So then I found myself saying, I want to know about the pittance of time. I want to know about the man who wrote the song. I want to know where this came from. And so finally connected with him and did an interview. He almost had me in tears.
Wow. Those are powerful. Now, can somebody, I mean, we got a lot of authors and experts who always looking to get on radio and share their stories. You know, maybe they can help people in troubled marriages. Maybe they can help troubled children, kids in trouble, whatever it is. How do they contact you? Do you take people, you know, sending you emails saying, "Hey, Phil, what do you think of this story?"
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my number one source, and I give my cell phone number out all the time on the radio. I give my email address out all the time on the radio. I'm always saying to our listeners, if you've given us your ears this morning, you honor us with your presence. We hope that you took something away with you today. If you didn't, we haven't worked at it hard enough. So I get emails from people saying, you know, maybe you might be interested in this story. A friend of mine had this happen to them. Mm-hmm. So lots of the stories are local in nature. They're your neighbor. They're your person down the street. They're the person that you work with.
So you don't mind people emailing you then?
God, no.
No, and even phoning you. Now, what about people from, obviously everything you do has to have a local element, correct?
No.
No?
I go to lots of national, international stories. If there are stories if they have a local element, I mean, most stories have an impact in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it has something to do with the market, or there's a linkage somewhere. But a great number of the interviews are, you know, into the United States at times, or east-west across this country, or north-south within the province of BC.
Okay, and how do you decide what you want to talk about?
It's always built beginning the moment that the show ends. The moment that 10:05 happens and I'm back in the newsroom, obviously through the course of the day you've had some sense already of where the day is going and the things that are going on.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, for instance, one of my main hits is going to be Brian Lilly, who used to be a parliamentary bureau chief with Astral. Because he is sitting and currently listening to the Stephen Harper government justify the situation in Afghanistan. So my story with Brian Lilly tomorrow for 10-15 minutes will be about the justification as the Harper government today unveils the battle plan for the troops that are going to stay beyond the withdrawal deadline.
Mm-hmm. Do you often look at these topics and have the big two letters that I think are really important, who cares? Do you ever analyze the story against that? How does this relate to my listeners? How does this relate to people?
You're going to think this is really, really arrogant. But basically, the delineating factor really is, does it intrigue me?
That's it.
If it intrigues me, I seem to have created a parallel interest in the years of thousands of people. So if Phil's intrigued, interested, curious, why, how come, I don't understand, please explain, tell me, I'm curious, generally the people at the other end of the radio are experiencing those same reactions. And so that's pretty much how people make it into the show, how they become part of the story lineup of the day, is that I want to know.
Very cool. I'm so happy I got a chance to have you on and interview you, Phil. Thanks for what you do. I know you make a huge, huge difference to thousands and thousands of listeners.
Well, I'm honored that you would call us this morning, call me this morning, and I'll thank you for your time.
You got it. So people can get a hold of you by, I think, Googling Phil Johnson AM 1150 is easy.
It's even easier than that. Just phil@am1150.ca.
phil@am1150.ca. Mr. Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.